Now, a lot of times, people who disagree with our brand of Christianity, or would disagree with the Bible, really, they would look at that, or they would listen to us, and they would say, well, what about Romans chapter 2? You know, verse number 1, it says, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. How many of you ever had someone tell you that? Anybody ever had you tell? I've had people tell me that all the time. But they're misunderstanding who Romans 2 is being spoken to. You see, if you remember in Romans chapter number 1, obviously we talked about how Paul the Apostle was writing to the Romans. He's writing to believers in Rome, right? But there are times within Romans, in the book of Romans, that he deviates from speaking to believers, and he'll actually speak to like a third party. He said, well, you're looking too much into it. He's not speaking to a third party, he's speaking to believers. Well, that's not true, because if you look down, go down to verse number 17. Verse 17 says here, behold, thou art called a what? A Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God. So according to verse 17, who is Paul the Apostle speaking to? He's speaking to Jews. And you see that throughout all Romans chapter 2, that he's speaking to the Jew. Why? Because it says, thou art called a Jew. He didn't say, you are a Jew. He says, you're called a Jew. And another thing he says is, you rest in the law. What does that mean? They depend on the law. They trust in the law. You know, we rest in Christ, right? We trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whereas the Jew, what do they trust in? They trust in the law.